Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to this live recording of Tuesday Evening Vespers. We offer our evening prayer this evening for global peace and interspiritual unity within the whole family of God. And as we come together, we also remind ourselves that each one of us was given a precious gift. What is that gift? It is the gift of life and the gift of free will to choose to surrender your heart to a loving Father, Mother, God without dogma, without fear or guilt, and to receive an abundance of love from the I Am Presence within you. So as we gather for evening prayer, we say now the prologue to the Tuesday evening communions of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother, God Supreme, the earthly Mother and all the great Masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. And they are those of us who have surrendered our heart to God and who trust each day. Tuesday evening, we commune with the Angel of Power, saying, Angel of Power, descend upon my acting body and direct all my acts. As you contemplate the stars, their radiations, and the cosmic ocean of life, you begin to experience cosmovital forces from the stars being absorbed by the nervous system of the acting body. And we begin with a beautiful prayer, a prayer for assistance from our brother and sisters of the Baha'i Faith. O Lord, Thou art the Redeemer and Remover of every anguish and the Dispeller of every affliction. Thou art He who banisheth every sorrow and setteth free every slave, the Redeemer of every soul. O Lord, grant deliverance through Thy mercy, and reckon me among such servants of thine as have gained salvation. And from our brother and sister Christians we read, O God, the strength of the weak, the comfort of the sorrowful, the friend of the lonely, let not sorrow overwhelm thy children, nor anguish of heart turn them from thee. Grant that in the patience of hope, they may continue in thy service and in all godly living, until at length they also attain unto fullness of life before thy face. Amen. O God, come to my aid. O Lord, make haste and help me. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now we have a canticle reading from the Book of Revelation. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And our first reading is Psalm 124 and 125. What cowards are we who claim to be the sons of God? How insipid is our faith in an insecure and faithless world? The pressures are increasing, the old props are falling away. Many of the old traditions and standards we held so dear are no longer relevant. In our rapidly changing society, even the proclamations and exhortations, the prophecies and promises that excited and supported us in our youth sound hollow and empty, frightfully inadequate in these times in which we live. The little boxes we wrapped around our God are breaking up. We can no longer hold on to him in our expanding, exploding universe. Though we cannot hold on to God, he does hold on to us. Those who trust in the true God are more secure than the great mountains that rise above the clouds that cover us. Though everything changes about us, our great God cannot be changed. Though the sands may shift around us, even our institutions and governments, and the ideals and aspirations of men, our great God is not subject to the impermanence of our temporal world. Though the storm sweeps in upon us, our relationship to our loving God is forever. What cowards we are, we who claim to be the sons of God. We don't have to be afraid. Let us have faith in God. And now we read Psalm 129. O God, I get awfully tired of static. I am fed up with the flack that comes my way from those I am trying to serve. It seems that they suspect or misinterpret or question my motives or authority in respect to everything I do or say. I think people enjoy putting me down. I just can't get them off my back. Do I have to perpetually live with this sort of thing, O Lord? What about this joy that is promised to those who are your servants and your ministers? Forgive me for my unworthy thoughts, O Lord. Overlook my vicious complaints and so fill my heart with your love, that I will respond in love, even toward those who cannot love me. Enable me, O Lord, to find my joy in you, and to reflect that joy to the unresponsive, reactionary, disagreeable people who do not like me very much. A rather challenging psalm, don't you think? And now, from Jesus now, we have the words of the Master, the Cosmic Christ, and the theme is living or dying. And in John 8:36 we read, so if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Many of God's creatures don't know what life is all about. They laugh and dance, indulge and spend, and find some satisfaction in pursuing thrill, excitement, danger, popular acclaim, and material security. They follow their selfish instincts or yield to their craven desires. They convince themselves that this is living, when it is really the process of dying. They are unsuspecting victims of bondage, enslaved by their own self-centered concepts and convictions. Excuse me. Jesus has come to set men and women free from this bondage. He does not rid people of their instincts or eradicate their natural inclinations, so impregnated with self-concern. He can, infilled by the Spirit who enabled him to successfully confront temptation, grant to those who seek it the power to subdue their selfish desires and passions, and he can bless them with the kind of joy that will make their lives whole and abundant. Those who continue to seek for purpose and meaning along other corridors of this temporal existence may ultimately find the door to eternal joy and abundance closed shut. They remained blind to the truth, deaf to the word of God's love, numb to the movings of his Spirit in and about them. Their good works and fine intentions avail them nothing. They have not sought for God. They have never found him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, my dear friends, we come to the canticle of Mary the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, who is my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth, all nations shall call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength, scattering the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones, and he exalts the lowly. He fills the starving with good things and sends the rich away empty-handed. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers Abraham and his sons forever. Let us pray the Gloria. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now we come to our evening intercessions. And for you who have joined me, but unable to log in, to leave your requests, just sit quietly where you are, and using your gift of free will, summon the Father, Mother, God to come to you. And now name, bless, and release those issues that cause you great disquiet, or your concerns for another who may be unwell or in need of prayer. God has established his people in hope. Nothing can break the confidence of those who love him. Let us proclaim, Father, Mother, God, our trust is in you. We give thanks, Lord God, for you have made all men and women rich in all wisdom and insight. Let us proclaim, Father, Mother, God, our trust is in you. Lord God, you know the hearts of all rulers. May they work for the good of the people they govern. Let us proclaim, Father, Mother, God, our trust is in you. Lord, you empower mankind to glorify this world with art. Make our work live with vision and true hope. Let us proclaim, Father, Mother, God, our trust is in you. You do not allow us to be tempted beyond our limits. Strengthen the weak and vulnerable. Raise up all those who have lost all hope and may have fallen into despair. Let us proclaim, Father, Mother, God, our trust is in you. And now we bring all of you who have joined us this evening for prayer. In the stillness of this moment, let us be still and bring to mind anything that may be causing us concern. Let us bless our worries and our fears as we sit in the presence of love. And this evening, I want to pray for peace in the Middle East. I pray for all religious leaders, especially His Holiness the Dalai Lama, the Holy Father Pope Francis, and of course Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, who is head of the Church of England. I pray for all those who've given their lives to God in service, who may be weary, exhausted, or unwell. Let us proclaim, Father, Mother, God, our trust is in you. And I pray this evening for all my brothers and sisters of the Teo community, past and present, for all our friends and benefactors, and especially this week on this fifth day of our novena in honor of St. Francis of Assisi. We celebrate with thankfulness in our heart for God's abundance to each one of us. Let us proclaim, Father, Mother, God, our trust is in you. And tonight we give thanks to God on this third anniversary of running our live stream channels for unity and for peace in the world. And we also thank all of the great ascended masters, spiritual guides, the messengers of God, for touching many hearts to come and share God's gifts with the world and reawaken within the hearts of all God's children a desire to know and love God. Let us proclaim, Father, Mother, God, our trust is in you tonight. So we bring all those requests and all the intentions and all those whom we have promised to pray for, and especially for those who've touched our lives from the moment we were born to the present day, who filled our lives with many blessings, many of whom may have crossed over. Let us now just remember them and say thank you to God for the love they shared with us. And now we say the beautiful Lord's Prayer. Our Father, Mother, God, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us tonight our daily bread. Forgive us our failings, our imperfections. Lead us not astray, but protect us from those whom we have wounded or those who have wounded us. Help us to forgive and forget. Protect us from the forces of negativity and darkness that seek to alienate our soul from thee. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And our closing prayer this evening is from a lovely little prayer book called The Prayer That Changes Everything. Heavenly Father, Mother God, I worship you this day. You are closer to me than an earthly father ever could be. Thank you that as my father you care about what happens to me. You provide for me, you teach me, you plan for my future, supply all my needs, and because you love me, you will never let me get away with disobedience to your rules. Thank you that you have given me the heritage of those who fear your name, and I have inherited great and eternal riches from you. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. So now we go in the peace of all that is sacred to you. Namaste, shalom. Inshallah, pax et bonum, om shanti. Solo di caritas, salam alaikum, and may the peace of your God reawaken within you a desire to fall in love with your first love, the Father, Mother, God who created you. The blessings of heaven, the blessings of earth, the blessings of sea and sky be on those we love this day and on every human family, the gift of heaven, the gift of earth, the gifts of sea and sky be in your hearts now and forevermore. Amen. And as we blow out our candle, we blow peace to each one here and to the world. Amen. So I say good night and God bless you. And thank you for giving up your time to come here and to celebrate God's gift of love.